Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Hello, and welcome to another podcast episode. This one is going to be a story and a lesson. And this one is unique in that it is a voice note that is really just capturing all of the abundance in the moment. I highly recommend you capturing abundance in your life in a specific manifestation that you're enjoying and writing it down in a journal if you like to journal, or doing similar to what I did, a voice note, so that you can go back and really ground in the abundance that you felt in that moment and be as descriptive as possible, just like you'll see that I do in this voice note from about a year and a half ago. And then I'll come back and we'll have a little chat about it.
It's so awesome. We just arrived on the plane, and of course, we were like one of the first ones because we're in Delta One, right? And so we walked back to our pods, and our pods are next to each other. And we got the pod that, like, I can hear Peter if I need to. But it's its own little pod, and it's so cool, and it's so cute. And the whole bed goes all the way out. So it's not, like, just bigger. It goes all the way out. Like, it fully goes out. And there's a really awesome TV, and there's plenty of storage. There are, like, pockets in different areas, and I can bring the tray table out, and, like, it makes this big surface area, and there are plenty of plugs, and it's really awesome. And there are even, like, little places to put my drinks and stuff. So, like, we got in and got settled, and of course, like, I'm playing with a little chair thing and seeing how it goes all the way out, even though I'm not tired yet. And they have this little kit that it comes with, and it's got, like, a little pillow, and it's got, like, a little blanket, and it's just really comfy and cozy. And it's got, like, other things in it too, headphones and, like, a little sleep mask and stuff. And it's just so great. And so I'm just playing around with it and having a lot of fun. But the other thing is that the flight attendants are just so awesome. They just come around and they are so attentive, and we've already ordered our champagne. So that's the first thing we're going to do, and we're going to toast because it's the honeymoon. It's so great. And I can't wait to see all the little meals that are going to come out, and again, how attentive they're going to be. We're just really excited about this awesome Delta One experience.
So as you can see, I was having an amazing experience flying and having the Delta One experience. We flew from California to JFK, I think it was. And so it was one of those long haul flights. And so they had the first class be the lay flat full Delta One experience. And so it was the first time that I had experienced first class to that caliber before. And I absolutely was in love. You can tell that I am trying to be really quiet and do a little voice note in the moment, even though I'm sure, like, everybody was still getting on the plane at the same time. But I wanted to capture the moment so badly to remember all the little details of the experience, because I wanted to feel into the fact that I've had this experience before. And I can have similar experiences again. Pillar two of manifestation is, can I find evidence that other people have experienced my manifestation? And when we take time, when we're enjoying our manifestations, to really ground ourselves in it and to record it in some way, we are in the moment giving ourselves, our brains, the evidence of, look, here I am experiencing this beautiful manifestation. So When I want to manifest other things in life, brain, you can tell from this experience that we can do that, right? That it is available to me, that this experience is available, but even up-leveled experiences are available. I can have it. Here is the evidence of that. So this week, I encourage you, and even if it's not something that you are specifically looking to manifest, but you're just feeling the abundance, you're just feeling the fullness of life in that moment, I invite you to either voice note about it, right, on your phone. You have apps now for that, or to grab your journal or something to write with and just free write everything about this moment and how lovely and filling and joyful and beautiful it is in each aspect. Because when you get really specific about what this manifestation means to you, or like why you love it so much, you also learn more and more about yourself, right? And what really lights you up. So as you continue to manifest, as you continue to uplevel your abundance, you are really pinpointing the things that actually make you really excited and lit up about whatever that manifestation is, right? If you want to feel more joy, if you want to feel more adventure, if you want to feel more exploration, right? Then you would be really highlighting some of this in your processing of and gratitude of the current manifestation. And you'll see that in your writing down or your voice note, so that way you can utilize that for your future manifestations. So have an amazing time doing that this week. It's so much fun. And when you do, come into the Facebook group that we have and share it with us, because the more that we share our abundance, the more that we share our manifestations, the more that it grows, the more that it multiplies. And we are here for you in that Facebook community. And links are in the show notes and the podcast description. And we want to be here and support you in it, as well as have you support the rest of this beautiful abundance community. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.